If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
You probably heard on the news the governor referring to all of these scams. The Better Business Bureau warning consumers about a surge of COVID-19 fake online scams. Let's find out about that. Steve Burness is the CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Steve, we're keeping you busy, aren't we?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, we are. But it's alarming what kind of scams are out there. It's just increasing like we've never seen it before.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of what's going on. Are a lot of the scams having to do with the masks and selling masks?
Yeah, basically it's fake online websites. So they're basically saying they have all these masks, they have the cure, they have the secret formula, they have the additional information that your government doesn't want you to know. And you just have to click here, go to this website, put in your credit card information, and consumers are not getting the products that they ordered because everybody's searching for masks right now.
Right. And also, everybody's searching for jobs and also unemployment money. What's happening as far as that goes and scammers?
Well, there's a lot of fake websites regarding employment. People don't realize, that you go onto a legitimate website of the well-known job sites, and then you get this offer from an organization who kind of takes you offline, and they ask for your personal information. You know, think about it. A scammer does, for the online jobs, is the same kind of question they need to steal your identity. You know what I mean? So, like, your Social Security number, your bank account number, and things of that nature. So you got to be very, very careful because the scammers are really getting good at it. You can't really tell, like you used to in the past, with misspellings or bad grammar. They're really getting good, and you can't tell sometimes, and consumers don't realize they're getting duped in any way.
What's this about pet and puppy scams?
It's kind of alarming. These scams, the Better Business Bureau issued a release, a couple of years ago, and it's actually coming back because people are home now looking for some company and pets, and people are buying pets online. Which can be done, but you've got to be extremely careful. A lot of these are scammers who are basically saying they have these dogs for a relatively inexpensive price or through Craigslist, only to then they want you to usually unconventional ways of sending money, like wire them money, or they give you some excuses that they need additional funding because the dog is stuck at the airport because of this COVID-19 pandemic, and they basically have no dog. So We want consumers to make certain that they're doing reputable, dealing with reputable organizations and breeders, and obviously check them out with the Better Business Bureau as well.
Steve, what does it mean when we see a commercial on television and then we see the little logo for the Better Business Bureau? What does that actually mean when we see that?
Well, the Better Business Bureau logo, we give those to accredited businesses that meet our standards for business practices. So we have some more information about those businesses, and we accredit those businesses that they subscribe to the BBB standards. So be careful, because some businesses also fraudulently use it as well. But the BBB is a sign of a better business, and we want consumers to come to us before doing business with organizations, not after, so we can tell you the track record on organizations and whether or not they meet our standards.
What's the best way to get in touch with you? What's the best way to check on businesses? What's the best way to report scams?
Sure. The best way to get to the Better Business Bureau is our website, bbb.org. Please report scams to the Better Business Bureau through our scam tracker at that website. Even if you don't fall for a scam, please report the scam to the BBB. And if you want to find business you can trust, you can go to the BBB, or referral agency. The Better Business Bureau has a listing of accredited businesses that we can provide information to you if you're looking for a mobile, waterproofer, or whatever it may be in between.
BBB.org. So right now, number one, the top of your list, scams involving masks.
Mask is a fake website, so those are one and the same. So about 90% of the complaints are coming into our scam tracker now in the last month are reporting fake websites. So as the governor said yesterday as well, they're just coming out of the woodwork and they're increasing. And I believe a lot has to do with this because a lot of consumers are at home. are home rather and shopping online and not going out, so they have more time on their hands, and the scam artist knows that. And of course, that means opportunity for them, the cyber crooks and other thieves. They ramped up nearly as quickly as the disease is spreading. Scammers are spreading it faster.
Steve Burness, CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Thanks for keeping us posted, Steve. Stay in touch.
My pleasure, Bob. Thank you.